Ah, we just had a cigarette.
No, we didn't. We didn't do anything of the sort.
Well, let me
ask
you.
We didn't have a table dance or a cigarette.
Here we go.
Nor did we cuss.
Let me ask you something. Now, you're in court today. How'd that go?
Oh, my good. I have a good judge. He laughs at my jokes.
You had a good judge? Okay.
I have a good judge.
Because what happened?
Judge Eldon.
Now, the cops came to your house.
Oh, well, if I get arrested one more time, my spiel is going to be too long. And yeah. I can't. I got a quick spiel.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Are you a smart ass when the cops come to your house? Or do you just kind of go, yes, officer, no, officer? Or do you kind of dig a hole for yourself?
You know, I was reading this Tony Robbins book. I don't care if you think it's uncool. He's my man right now. Someone said it's the same picture of you. It's just a different year. I don't know. Here's what happened on the prelude to the second arrest. This detective, goatee, rock shirt.
Okay.
Thought he was kind of cool. And he'd been really interested in the entire embezzlement of my daughter's trust fund. Not to be Lenny Bruce and go on and on.
Well, go ahead. Okay, so
he comes to my door with a social worker.
Okay.
All right, my house, my daughter is a fascist. My house is like, you know, I put something like sexy up. It's like she covers it with a picture of a cake.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's like there's no boudoir
thing. She's real conservative, your daughter.
Oh, my God.
So this is like...
You know the Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, okay.
The cigarettes go in the ashtray. I mean, the cussing is like, you know, heck.
Okay.
She's a fascist.
Okay. All right.
Where are you, kid? You're a fascist.
All right.
So they come in the door, and that thing in Law and Order where you don't let them in without a warrant.
Right.
Remember that. All right. So
you let them in.
I did, and I was furious. How dare a social worker come to my home?
Okay.
So I just said a few things, and
what
you
did
know.
You say? What did you say?
Well, I said, you guys got to leave soon. My pimp is coming home. I said, I just was reading this today. I couldn't believe I said some of this stuff. I said, someone's holding my place in the methadone line. I said, you know, I opened up my nightstand door. You know, in Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon's character has a marital aid?
Marital aid, yeah, I know.
Can I just be a little nasty and say dildo?
Yeah.
She has a marital aid, and I said, look, I don't even have a, you know.
Okay.
Miraloy. But there was one Ambien. This is a sleeping medication. And then I threw it at him. And I said to the social worker, this may make you more literate. And then they said, are you addicted to any drugs? And I said, well, I've been on a peyote jag for about 2 years now. And then in the kitchen, he started to taste the dollar bills.